Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Femi, I did that thing that I shouldn't do, which is in a break. I ate a lot of spicy food, and I'm suffering at this moment.
Oh,
right
boy.
Now. Yeah, so I don't have the container anymore.
That's a tough one.
So yesterday, we'll get to the NBA. We'll get to Monday Night Football in a second.
Yeah.
So there's this awesome... My wife actually made, like, turkey soup. It's delicious. But I had leftover from yesterday. There's this great Vietnamese place, like, across the street from the office that I do the show from now.
Mm-hmm.
Like authentic Vietnamese food. I mean, I say that like I'm from Vietnam. I don't know, but they're like all Vietnamese in there. The food's delicious.
I was gonna say like pho, like you're eating like pho or?
Yes.
Or like what,
so
yeah, okay.
I have not gotten pho from there, PHO, which is like a Vietnamese soup with like rice noodles and like whatever you want in it. I usually get like chicken over rice and like a yellow curry. Delicious. Yesterday, because I'm in the office all day on Sunday because I do my Westwood One stuff at night. So I do the shows. I got a bunch of TVs here. So I literally, it's like, if I go home, like I love my daughter, but like I need to watch the games. So I stay in the office. So I got the pho, and they give you this. I'm pronouncing it correctly, right? And that's how you pronounce
pho.
Pho. Like it's like you would think it's pho, right?
Yeah, because I get it's, but it's pho. Pho is the correct pronunciation.
Like stupid Americans would pronounce it pho, like me.
Correct. Yeah. If you just read pho. It, like in the. Like pho, whatever, and like it's always said, like the number or whatever, like with the restaurant or but like yeah, it's pho.
Like the NWO, like pho life, but this is no, it's pho. And pho. They always give me when I go there this like, it's like man, it's spicy. This like red, like you could see like the red pepper flakes in there, but it's it's like gasoline, dude. It's delicious.
It's got
spicy.
A kick.
Yeah.
And you and like I spicy put it, food too, right?
I do. I try like, now that I've gotten, I'm in my 40s now. My stomach used to be like cast iron and it's not anymore.
Yeah.
So this is probably an issue. So anyway, I put it on the soup that my wife gave me, and I was just eating it, and I'm feeling like beads of sweat start to form. This may have been a mistake.
This is not going to choke you up, though. Yeah, I took down some like jalapeno chips before the 3 o'clock hour, and I feel like in the opening segment, like it's the Miss Vicky's. So, Miss Vicky's jalapeno chips.
The kettle cook, like the really crispy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took some of those down, and like I think I choked on it a little bit, like right as I'm like a minute into the show, and it's like we're gonna ride this out for the segment. So let's see how this goes. And we made it out alive a couple of every now and then, but we were good for the most part. Yeah, it's probably wasn't the smartest idea to like take those down like 30 minutes prior to the show.
All right, I've bought myself enough time to recover here. Let's talk some Monday Night Football. Femi and I will give you our bets for next weekend in football. 20 minutes from now, all our bets will wrap up the show, including our Sports Equinox Parlay. In the final segments of the final hour, the Power Hour. So Monday Night Football kicks off in a couple hours at Arrowhead. Week 8 in the NFL wraps up with the Chiefs and the Commanders. And we saw an initial move in the betting market this weekend where Kansas City was 12.5 down to 11.5. And then today, ton of money on Washington taking this price down to Kansas City minus 10. So at MGM, the 10 is juiced towards Kansas City. So we're like in between 10 and 10.5, but still like a pretty significant move on the underdog Washington Commanders. Injury stuff here. Oh, and the total of the game is 48. So 10 and 48 side in total. The Chiefs are expected to be down 2 starting offensive linemen. Left tackle Josh Simmons is already out. And star guard Trey Smith is doubtful. So we'll let you know in like 40 minutes when the actives and inactives come out, like the Trey Smith is officially out. But we're expecting KC to be down 2 starting offensive linemen. For Washington, a little bit of a rosier injury report, outside of the quarterback being out, obviously, which we've known. So Jaden Daniels is out for tonight. He's expected back right now for next Sunday night's game at home against the Seattle Seahawks. We'll see. But he's definitely out tonight. Marcus Mariota will start for Washington. And he will have both Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel in the receiving core. McLaurin's been out for a while. Deebo missed last week. Both will play tonight. Look, it's a huge game for both teams. Kansas City doesn't want to fall another game behind Denver. The Broncos have 2 losses. Kansas City already has 3. The Chiefs obviously want to win the AFC West. And Kansas City's got to keep pace with the rest of the teams in the AFC. Like, even if the Chiefs lose, I'm not going to say they're going to miss the playoffs, but obviously, you want to win at home here. You want to keep yourself within striking distance of Denver to win the AFC West and get a home playoff game. And obviously, like, you want to stay in contention with the Colts. The Colts have 1 loss. Kansas City, if they lose, would have 4. The Chiefs obviously want to get home field. And Kansas City wants to have momentum heading into next Sunday's game in Buffalo against the Bills. So huge game for the Chiefs. A bigger game, obviously, for the Washington Commanders, who enter tonight 3-4, losers of 2 straight, and they're 10-point dogs tonight. Staring down the barrel of 3-5. Host the Seahawks next week on Sunday night. The Seahawks are not to be trifled with. And then at Detroit the week after. They could be 3-7. A year after going to the conference title game. And I had been treating. So they have another game after Detroit. They go to Madrid to play the Miami Dolphins. And I've been treating that as like a lock win for the Commanders. Dolphins just killed the Falcons. And I'm not, obviously, I would take Washington to win the game if I had to pick right now. But just saying, like, it may not be the gimme that we thought. Let's see. It's crazy to say in a game where you're a double-digit dog, this is kind of like a must-win tonight for the Commanders. And I don't think they're going to win, but I'm just saying. This kind of feels like a must-win tonight for the Washington Commanders. I obviously don't see it happening. I think the Chiefs are awesome. And I know that one of the reasons why the Commanders are beginning bet is because, oh, can the Commanders and the Raiders, like, can the point spread be the same or close to the same as it was last week when KC beat the stuffing out of the Raiders? I still kind of don't think the betting market has how good the Chiefs are yet. And Washington's defense is bad, and Dorrance Armstrong's out for the year, and the defensive line has no depth, they have no teeth rushing the passer, and the secondary stinks. How are they stopping Patrick Mahomes in this offense? Spoiler, they're not. I love the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. So I'll lay the 10 with Kansas City. And we'll give out some props at the end of the show, including Femi's Island first touchdown scorer. You better, you bet on this Monday. If it's okay with you, our listeners and viewers, I'd love to talk some NBA. Got a couple notes. I'm curious Femi's opinion on these notes. Let's start in Los Angeles with the Lakers. Well, technically in Sacramento with the Lakers, where I think the question needs to be asked. Are Luka Doncic and LeBron James holding the Lakers back? People are asking. LeBron's out with sciatica. That's the most old man sentence of all time. And Luka is going to miss at least a week with a finger injury and a leg injury. So at least a week, maybe more for Luka Doncic. So last night, the Lakers play in Sacramento without both of their stars. And Austin Reeves proceed, and I know the Kings suck. So this is not like this is on the road at OKC. But still, Austin Reeves drops 51, 11, and 9. And like the Lake, it's a huge road win for the Lakers to win without Luka and LeBron in a packed Western. A huge win. Austin Reeves going to get a max contract next summer? He's got 51-11. If that's not normal, I don't care what team you're playing. Tonight, the Lakers host the Portland Trailblazers. Portland's defense is way better than Sacramento's. Second half of a back-to-back, and the Lakers have like 8 players healthy for the game. Anyone want to bet the Lakers? Blazers 2.5-point road favorites. We'll talk about that and more to end the show when we give you our bets for the Sports Equinox. A couple other notes in the NBA, both from the Eastern Conference. The Boston Celtics are now 0-3 after losing, got crushed by my Knicks on Friday night, and Jalen Brown has fake hair and it rubbed off on OG Anunoby's jersey. God bless him. If I were losing my hair, I'd do the same thing. There's a joke to be made here, Femi, but I won't make it because I'm a good friend. The Celtics lose yesterday to the Pistons, 119-113, despite 41 points from Jalen Brown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to talk about next year's NBA drafts through the prism of this year's college basketball season. Next year's NBA draft is like shaping up to be an all-timer with the names at the top. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Is it impossible to think the Celtics are just going to shut it, like Tatum's not coming back, and they're going to tank? They're a smart team. They ain't going anywhere this season. It's not happening. And we'll see what happens if and when Tatum comes back. I'm just saying. They're 1.5-point favorites in New Orleans tonight. I kind of want to bet the Pelicans. I'm just throwing it out there. 0-3, not looking great for the Celtics. It's early, but it's not looking great. And for the Philadelphia 76ers, Femi's Sixers, 2-0 to start the year. BJ Edgecombe looks good. Maxey looks good. Haven't even had any Paul George. Jared McCain will be back at some point. Joel Embiid is on a strict minutes limit. He's out for tonight's game, so is Paul George. The Sixers host the Orlando Magic tonight. Now, this is not what the comment I'm going to make is independent of what's going to happen tonight, where I think Orlando might win by 20. If Joel Embiid can stay healthy, and Paul George can stay healthy, and Maxey's healthy, and McCain comes back, so it's a lot of ifs. I don't know why the Sixers can't be like one of the three best teams in the East. A lot has to happen in order to get them there, but a very, very good start for this Philadelphia 76ers. Jameson Hensley of ESPN tweeting moments ago, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said he's confident Lamar Jackson will play Thursday at Miami and expects Lamar to start. Jackson's missed the last three games with a hamstring injury. So I guess, Femi, we should take that to mean like Cooper Rush is going to start at quarterback. I don't know if we can believe what John Harbaugh says. I guess Lamar's going to play in the game. Any thoughts on Cooper that Rush, or anything from the NBA?
Yeah, it'll be some Snoop and Huntley packages in the red zone. We'll see what Baltimore does Thursday night. No, for the NBA, I mean, it's early, and you want to preface anything that you say with that in the NBA. It's early. Like, we literally just got through the first weekend. But, like, I mean, Philadelphia, you can see the path. And juxtapose that it's with there. What's going on with the Boston Celtics. Like that was always the big behemoth in the Eastern Conference. I think they're out of the picture. It's only been three games, but they're out of the picture. And who's going to emerge after New York and Cleveland? Why can't it be Philly? And it's just, can you ever get Embiid healthy to April? That's the bet that you're placing. So that's why I like the Sixers, because I think the talent is 100% there. So for me, it's Philadelphia amongst all these other teams, because at least they have a coach who's won an NBA title in Nick Nurse. And yeah, Embiid's never made it past the second round, but like, hey, this would be the year to do it, you know, with the Eastern Conference being as weak as it is. As for the Lakers, I think they're going to be playing these high-scoring games. Whoever is the best guy on the team is probably going to be able to get up all the shots. Like we saw Luka Friday night, Austin Reeves last night. I think that's what it's going to be. This team just feels kind of imbalanced to me. I don't really think that they're going to be like a contending team in the Western Conference.
Can I ask you a question about the Lakers?
Here's
my question about the Lakers, Femi. So the Lakers just extended J.J. Redick, which is really funny. Listen, here's 1 year, here's an extension.
It's like a secret extension, too. Nobody knew about
it. I mean this seriously. Austin Reeves is really good. I'm not insinuating he's better than Luka or LeBron. Like, he's the third of those three, obviously. But I think, like, he's shown enough. Just when they're all back and healthy, can Redick kind of figure this out? Luka's so ball dominant. LeBron can be ball dominant also. And, like, I'm not, again, I'm not saying Reeves is better than those guys, but I think he's shown that he needs a bigger role, right? You don't go for 51. I don't care that it's Sacramento and not be awesome. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah. He's a talented player, but I guess what does figure it out mean? Does it mean like top four in the West? Does it mean just top six and avoid the play-in?
Can he maximize those three players when they're all healthy? It's not easy.
I would say no, because they're not good defenders. None of it. Like, LeBron was a great defender. He's old now. He has sciatica. Luka's never been a good defender. Reeves is a traffic cone. Like, you're not going to win in a tough conference when your three best guys are non-defenders. I just don't believe it.
Tell you, just in terms of regular season, if they can figure it out with those three,
they're fun.
They might be a top four seed in the West. I don't think they make the finals. I agree with you on that. All right, quick break. On the other side, Femi and I will tell you the bets that we are targeting for next week in football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.